Jesus is the only one we should ever put our trust and our confidence in. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding." Don't lean on your own understanding. That little four-word phrase, trust in the Lord, is found many times in Scripture in various ways, but it's found, when I was studying this, it's found exactly 19 times in Scripture. Trust in the Lord 19 times, and 19 is the number of faith. When we think about trust, the real definition of the word trust, it can be used as a noun or as a verb, is assured reliance. Assured reliance on the character, strength, or truth of someone or something. A basis of reliance. It also means confident hope. It means faith. To place confidence in is the way it's used as a verb. To be confident, to rely on, to believe. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." So by faith we trust in that which we have not seen. There's a lot of things we haven't seen, but we have confidence, don't we? We have faith. We have trust, and it's easy for us to trust in things that we have seen, but faith fills that gap. It's the evidence of things that we haven't seen. Trust and faith go hand in hand. They go hand in hand with one another. And we know that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but we know that He is greatly pleased when we trust Him. We put our confidence in Him alone. That's what He wants us to do, is put our faith and our confidence in Him alone. I think about, there's probably several hundred, maybe thousands of examples of how people express their faith and their confidence in the Lord, their trust in the Lord. I thought about the children of Israel when they became impatient at the foot of Mount Sinai. They'd lost their trust in God. They didn't know if Moses was alive or dead. He'd been up on that mountain a long time. So when he didn't return, what did they do? When he didn't return as they thought he should, when they thought he should, what did they do? They started acting like the Egyptians, the pagans in the land that they just left. They built an idol made of their hands, a golden calf. And we know the paganism of the Egyptian people. They had many gods. They built statues and monuments. The pharaohs even thought of themselves as God. But the children of Israel did the same thing because they failed to trust God. They stopped trusting Him. I thought about Abraham, how much trust Abraham had. When God called him to sacrifice his only son. And he was going to go all out. He was going to go all the way and do that. Because he trusted God. That even if he were to kill his own son, that God would raise him up. Or the trust that Moses displayed when God told him to lead those people out of the bondage of Egypt into a wilderness that couldn't even support life, where there was no water. There was no vegetation. There were no animals. But he trusted God. God was going to. Moses was a high-ranking person in Egypt, and he left all that because he trusted God. How about Rebecca? Eliezer said, "Will you go?" She trusted God. All she had to do was, "I will go." She'd never seen him before. She didn't know what he looked like, where she was going, where they were headed, but she got on that camel because she trusted God. And I think about the trust that Jesus displayed in that garden that night when he said, "Not my will, but thine." He was trusting the Father. He put all of his confidence in the Father. You know, in 5 times in the gospel record, Jesus uses the phrase, "O ye of little faith." 5 times. The number of grace. 5 times. 4 times in Matthew, 1 time in Luke. Whether it be faith or whether it be trust, those two characteristics have to be rooted in love, divine love. The faith of the Father, trusting in him. That's an expression of your love to him. When Lauren was in the ICU in her coma for almost 6 weeks, brothers and sisters, trusting the Lord was all we had. That's all we could do. The doctors couldn't even do anything. And the days went by, day after day after day, no improvement, no awakening. We had to trust in the Lord. That's all we had. You know, it's been commonly said that trust is not given until it has been earned. Didn't Jesus earn our trust at Calvary? He's the only one worthy of our trust. He did it all for us at Calvary. Praise his name. And we know that we all fall short when we don't trust the Lord for everything in our lives. I mean, we're weak, we're sheep. But when he is with you, you're as strong as you can be. You can't be any stronger. Exodus 3, you know, we all know this portion of scripture. You don't have to turn there. But it says, "And Moses said unto God, Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, The God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you." When you think of I am, you think of Jehovah and the 7 names of Jehovah that we've studied in the past. And I just love that name, El Shaddai, meaning God Almighty. When you put your confidence and your faith in God, you can't put it in anything stronger, in anyone stronger. You can't. You're going to the supreme authority, the creator of all, of everything. You can trust him. You can trust him. He may not bring about things the way that we want them to be. And most of the time, that's the fact, you know, because his ways are higher than my ways and his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. But you can rest assured, you can have confidence and trust that he's going to finish the good work which he is performing in you now and performing in all of us. We just have to trust him for it. You know, he can't go back on his word. He won't go back on his word. You can trust him. Psalm 4:5 says, "Offer ye sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord." Psalm 31:6, "I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord." Psalm 73:28, "But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works." Psalm 115:11, "Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield." And Proverbs 29:25, "The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe." Don't put your confidence in men. Don't. They'll disappoint you every single time. They will, you know. Isaiah 2:22 says, "Cease ye from man's breath, from man whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein he is to be accounted of." We just sang that song, that beautiful song. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's sweet to trust in him. To bring him your petitions, every burden you have, and lay it at the altar and leave it there. You know, don't go back and pick it up. Why would you do that? Why would I do that? But pray for me. Pray for me too. I need to trust in the Lord every day, at all the times. Don't trust with our natural eyes. We're told not to do that. The things we see, the things we hear, how we feel. Don't trust your feelings. Trust the Lord. It's the leading of the Holy Spirit. The leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Comforter is with us. He's in you. Most of us have been filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Trust in that. I mean, what greater power, what more is there? There isn't. You know, we know that the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Trust him. Just trust him. Trust him for everything. No matter how small, no matter how large, just trust him. No matter what your circumstance, trust in the Lord. He's for you. And if he be for you, there's nobody who can be against you. Well, God bless you this morning, and I pray that he come today.